It's interesting that people throughout the existence of the web, people have been concerned about monopolies. They were concerned Netscape had a complete control over the browser market until suddenly they started worrying that Microsoft had complete control over the browser market. So I think one of the lessons is that things can change very rapidly. There was a before the web when Gopher was RAM was accelerating, taking over the whole internet, it seemed very quickly. I remember in an Internet Engineering Task Force plenary meeting, somebody remarked that it was incredible how quickly it was taking over. One of the wiser people said, well, it's funny, it's very quick. It's amazing how quickly people on the internet can pick something up, but it's also amazing how quickly they can drop it. I think that there is always this incredible innovative spirit which creates new things and tends to be stronger in the smaller organizations. So that what you find is the large organizations, like when you get when AT&T and in the US and the General Post Office in the UK had monopoly over making telephones, there was this lack of innovation within a large company, which seems to give small companies a new cover, if you like, to then explode, come in under the radar and then explode and be disruptive. For, you know, other things I'm worried about, I suppose generically also the native apps. There's a battle between the sort of native apps on phones and mobile devices and web apps. And there, I think, this is some very interesting changes. So I'm like the Chris Anderson who wrote the article in Wired. He talks about the death of the web because all the information is moving onto apps. So that's a worrying trend. I mean, every time somebody puts a magazine on a phone app and doesn't put it onto a web app, we lose a whole lot of information. It's lost to the general public discourse. I can't link to it, so I can't tweet it. I can't discuss it. I can't like it. I can't hate it. So that's that's a worrying trend. What we're also seeing happening is the power of web applications is becoming greater. So web applications are given through the web apps work at WPC. There is a huge amount of effort going on now to give web applications the same power as native applications, so that you will be able to make something is just as good, just as sexy, as much access to all the things on the device, and works on every device. So I think that. I'm confident that we'll see this as these new facilities are rolled out. We'll see a huge growth in web applications. There is, I think, the world is well served by having a wide open market for internet provision and a wide open market for applications and a wide open market for content. And I should be able to pick which applications I use for managing my life. I should be able to pick which content I look at. And I should be able to pick which device I use, which company I use for supplying my internet. And I'd like those to be independent choice. Yes, for me as a consumer, I think that's really important. And I think for the world as a vibrant marketplace, I think it's really important too.